one that was over by the stove, the big red level.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
what about real lowland?
Swamp.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like bottom or bottomland?
The bottomland.
What would that be?
Well, the bottomland was where the water did not stand.
Mm-hmm.
So it would run, and the swamp was where it stood.
Okay. And do you have any other words for swamp or swampy land?
Down in the bog, in the marsh.
Okay, what's that?
Well, that's just like the, where the water, it's always damp and boggy.
Mm-hmm.
In the swamp.
Well, is it the same thing as a swamp, a bog?
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly the same thing. Just
well,
like
I mean, it was to us.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I mean, it was a place that you knew was very treacherous, and you didn't get out in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you would bogged in it.
Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of soil? Words for that.
Well, now, with Marion, where my mama came from, we called it the prairies.
Hmm.
It was clay and grayish and kind of, well, it did look kind of like that mold of clay.
Uh-huh.
It was black, clammy,
uh-huh.
Moss dirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And see, where I came from, it was the red clay.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we had the sand. You know, the sandy fields.
Mm-hmm. And what about real rich soil?
Well, that's the black rich dirt.
Okay, or what else?
Oh, either the leaf mold or the new ground was usually mm-hmm. real rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Soil that's real productive like that, that's real rich, you say is real what?
Fertile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about loan? Would you ever use that word?
Loan?
Uh-huh.
That, will you loan me your shovel?
No. Uh-uh.
Loan
you
me some money?
Not, like a kind of soil. Loan.
No, I never
okay.
heard that.
And if you've got a swamp and that you want to turn into farmland, you'd have to get the water off you.
You would kind of fix it, not to irrigate it, but you would put drainage.
Okay, so you would do what to the land?
Well, you would put...
I mean, using the same word.
You would terrace it so the water would... And then put open drainage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and then what would you call that little canal or what that you would cut for that purpose?
That irrigated...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that carried the water.
Tunnel?
Is that what you would say?
Oh, an open ditch.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Which one would you usually use?
Well, through here we use an open ditch.
Mm-hmm. What about words for different kinds of flowing bodies of water?
You mean like a natural overflowing well?
Well, no, like you mentioned a spring.
A spring and a stream.
Okay, and what else would you have?
A creek.
Okay, what bigger than that?
And then the river.
Okay.
And then the ocean.
Okay.
And then
well,
the lake.
Now which side is which? What's the smallest thing you can have?
Well, a spring is the smallest thing.
Okay. And then what?
And then a branch.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then the creek. And then the larger creeks.
Okay.
And then the river.
You want to get there?